Imagine waking up tomorrow feeling just 1% better about yourself and your impact on the world. Now multiply that feeling across weeks, months, and years. This is the profound promise behind becoming a better person, not through dramatic overnight transformation, but through small, deliberate actions that compound over time. The beauty of self-improvement lies in its accessibility. You don't need special equipment, expensive programs, or even extraordinary willpower. You simply need to recognize that each day offers countless opportunities to choose kindness over indifference, growth over stagnation, and purpose over autopilot. What makes this journey uniquely powerful is that it's simultaneously personal and universal. While your definition of better may differ from others, the fundamental desire to evolve resonates across cultures and generations. Unlike many aspirations that require external validation, becoming a better person provides immediate internal rewards, a sense of alignment between your actions and your values that creates authentic satisfaction no achievement or acquisition can match. Becoming a better person isn't about dramatic transformation, but about consistent small choices that align with your deepest values. Each time you choose patience over irritation, generosity over selfishness, or courage over comfort, you're strengthening the muscles of character that define who you're becoming. These choices may seem insignificant in isolation, but collectively, they create the architecture of a life well lived. Our brains evolved with a negativity bias that helped ancestors survive, but creates unnecessary suffering today by fixating on problems. Overcoming this requires deliberate training, recording daily wins, or starting conversations with successes instead of complaints. When facing challenges, seek the loving reason behind them. Rather than asking, "Why is this happening to me?" shift to, "How might this benefit my growth?" When someone behaves poorly, generate generous explanations for their actions. Perhaps they're rushing to an emergency or managing personal stress. Though rarely taught, working with emotions rather than against them is essential. Emotions aren't enemies to suppress. They're messengers revealing thoughts and needs. Begin with self-forgiveness, without which forgiving others becomes difficult, creating disconnection. Recognize your inner critic. That harsh, judgmental voice isn't truth. It's a bully needing challenge. Writing down its messages or drawing what this critic looks like helps you see this voice isn't actually you, allowing you to laugh at it rather than believe it. The comparison trap diminishes joy. Measuring yourself against others' highlight reels guarantees disappointment. Instead, compare only to your past self. Are you kinder than last year? More patient than last month? This provides meaningful motivation while allowing others their success without feeling it diminishes yours. Your physical well-being forms the energy foundation for all your endeavors. Begin by changing your default stress reactions. Notice your typical response, whether anger, self-criticism, or comfort food, and develop healthier alternatives, like walking or making tea. Even one new response breaks your pattern and restores control. Movement is essential for well-being. Your body was designed for motion, not static positions. Walk more, play actively with your kids, or choose dancing for date night. Take brief breaks from your desk. Movement lubricates joints, strengthens muscles, and improves breathing, digestion, and sleep without requiring formal workouts. Listen to your body's signals. Eat when hungry, rest when tired. This attunement helps you access your intuition and models healthy behavior for others. Your body houses your wisdom and provides a reliable compass for decisions. Solitude is vital for emotional health. While we need connection, we also need time alone to reconnect with our thoughts and feelings, especially when others depend on us. Ensure enough solitude to hear what you truly think and want. Journaling enhances this reflection. Try writing nonstop for 10 minutes, then ask yourself what you need. Nature interaction is crucial for well-being. Staying constantly indoors deprives you of vital nourishment. Open windows, have coffee outside, or eat lunch in the park. Fresh air and sunshine significantly improve your mood and health. Love compels us toward our best selves through kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Practice the art of admission when you make mistakes. A sincere, "I messed up and I'm sorry," goes far in repairing relationship damage. Follow acknowledgement with a concrete plan for making things right, rather than empty promises. Learn to witness others' pain without trying to fix it. Being present, showing care, and listening attentively provides powerful support. Your role isn't to solve everything, but to ensure they don't feel alone. Effective listening requires focus, absorbing their words rather than planning your response, curiosity, asking follow-up questions, and empathy, validating emotions. When conflicts arise, approach them collaboratively rather than combatively. Try the yes and technique. Validate what the other person says, then build on it with your perspective. This fosters solutions incorporating both viewpoints instead of creating opposition. After disagreements, repair the relationship by validating feelings, taking responsibility, and committing to change, turning conflicts into opportunities for growth. Giving back energizes you while inspiring others. Consider your legacy. What do you want to be remembered for? A perpetuated value? Something instilled in your children? An organization you supported? You have more influence than you realize. Every thought and action affects your life and others. Ask yourself, how can I use my power for good? Simple acts, paying compliments, asking unspoken questions, voting with conscience, create ripples that empower others. To use your power effectively, understand what's happening around you. Educate yourself first so decisions come from wisdom rather than reaction. Make giving automatic through systems. Set up recurring payments to organizations. Write charity checks when paying bills. Keep a donation basket for unwanted items. When giving becomes routine, you'll contribute more without feeling burdened. Match volunteer opportunities to your skills by investigating what organizations truly need. Mutual buy-in ensures your efforts feel restorative rather than depleting. Making a difference requires consistent action over time. Rather than grand commitments that lead to all-or-nothing thinking, lower the bar to ensure consistency. For meditation, simply commit to sitting daily, whether for seconds or minutes. Some effort always beats none. Create a personal mission statement summarizing your values to guide decisions. When setting goals, focus on what genuinely excites you rather than what sounds impressive. Setting uninspiring goals is self-sabotage that reinforces avoidance when they fail. You'll inevitably fall off the wagon sometimes. Rather than seeing this as failure, view it as an opportunity to practice self-compassion and begin again. Getting back on track is a crucial skill worth strengthening. Track whatever change you're pursuing, whether through technology, monitoring health metrics, or simple tallies of positive habits. This objective view motivates continued effort and provides valuable feedback. Remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. You'll make mistakes and occasionally act from your worst self. What matters isn't avoiding these human moments, but how quickly you recognize them, make amends where needed, and recommit to your path. Even failures become stepping stones toward becoming someone who makes the world better simply by being in it.